On this Sunday, we celebrate the saint Pelagia, who lived in Antioch. And we sang her troparion, which follows thus. In thee, the image was preserved with exactness, O Mother, for taking up thy cross, thou didst follow Christ, and by thy deeds thou dost teach us to overlook the flesh, for it passes away, but to attend unto the soul, since it is immortal. Wherefore, O righteous Pelagia, thy spirit rejoices with the angels. Saint Pelagia lived in Antioch in the 4th century, and as we learn from the hymns of the church in Vespers and in Orthros, in her physical beauty, she united herself to men to the destruction of her soul and to others. But in beautifying her soul through repentance and through asceticism, she united herself to Christ and was granted eternal life. We read in the epistle from St. Paul to his second epistle to the Corinthians, that he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And he who supplies seed to the sower, that is God, and bread for food, will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. So, brothers and sisters, if you only scatter a few seeds of righteousness in your life, you limit that opportunity to bear the fruit of holiness. But when you generously cover yourself with the reading of the Scripture, coming often to the church to offer your worship to God, when you repent frequently of your sins, and participate in the fasting and the feasting of the church. In other words, you enter fully into that life of the church and seek Christ with your whole being. God provides a bountiful harvest of holiness in you to eternal life and to His glory. Another way of saying this, which most of us will be very familiar with hearing, is seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, meaning these things that are necessary for your salvation, will be added to you. But as the epistle also points out, these spiritual practices ought to be done cheerfully, not reluctantly or under compulsion. We pray, we fast, we come to the services, we give alms, and we read the Bible because we love God. And we want to deepen our relationship with Him. Each of these spiritual practices provides us with the opportunity to stop trying to take for myself what I want, but to accept the better things that God offers to me. Now, He knows our needs. He knows them. But are we mindful of His love and goodness towards us? It's much easier to dwell on the negative. It's much easier to dwell on those things that are going wrong, seemingly. But consider how difficult the death of her son was for the widow of Nain that we heard in today's gospel. She was a widow, and her husband had died. And now, too, her only son has died. She was alone. St. Gregory of Nyssa reminds us that her son was at the age of marriage, when he would take her into his home in her old age, along with her grandchildren. In those days, the only retirement of Social Security that the elderly could rely on was their children. And now she has no one to care for her. But then Jesus comes unexpectedly and with compassion for her to restore her son to life. And his compassion extends even beyond that widow and her son, but to his disciples and all present, giving them an indication, a little glimpse of his resurrection and ours, which was to come. St. Irenaeus of Lyon, a second century disciple of St. John, explained that the raising of the widow's son and Lazarus demonstrates for us the coming resurrection in the body on the last day. That the Lord prefigures these eternal truths by demonstrating to us in a temporary way. And I think we know, all of us, on at least some level, that our own efforts or attempts to satisfy our desires cannot bring us the fullness of life that we so badly desire. And we do desire it. Sometimes we don't know it or forget it. But this fullness of life in Christ, where there is neither sickness nor sorrow nor sighing, but life everlasting. Our God loves us and has compassion on us. And he never ceases to offer to us his kingdom and eternal life. He desires you. Let us also desire him like St. Pelagia, such that we overlook the temporary pleasures of this life and rather attend to the undying soul. So bountifully seeds for God's kingdom. And in this way, accept his love, compassion, and eternal life that God offers and desires for us. A righteous mother, Pelagia, pray unto God for us. Amen.